Douglas County is the northernmost of the half-dozen counties the 240-mile-long line will cross. County Board Director Doug Finn expects the issue to come up again next month.
Many people believe that sooner or later that you're going to see this power line built in northwestern Wisconsin, and if that's the case, then we got to do all we can to protect the interests of property owners in Douglas County and the Douglas County taxpayers as a whole.
But Finn says there's a great deal of bitterness over this issue, so he's not sure how a new vote would turn out. In neighboring Washburn County, Robert Lester heads the ad hoc committee on the transmission line. He, too, expects another vote by the board.
In my view, and I've said this all along, the line is inevitable. And the ad hoc committee has said that it's inevitable. The thing that we have to do as a committee for the county is to see that the county is compensated properly. That's the main concern.
American Transmission Company will pay each county and landowner for property used for this line. But Marathon County Administrator Mort McVane says that's not their primary concern.
The bigger question for us is, what is the right thing to do? Would it be right for us to let the line come through county property, or just absolutely on principle say, no, we do not want the line at all?
McVane says Marathon County's vote may be close next month, but he says issues including stray voltage, aesthetics, bisecting farmland, and health concerns haven't changed for many people. American Transmission Company officials would like to begin construction early next year, but if counties ban them from their land, it will have to change its route. ATC doesn't have the authority to condemn public property. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.